Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Here's a little taste of what's coming up on the mayor's office.
15 years, you had an adrenaline rush that is unmatched, and you have to find something.
You'll never replace it, dude. There's nothing like it. You can't. When else are you going to bring 50,000 people to their feet? Never. When else are you gonna feel the rush of like, driving in a winning walk off hit?
I can't imagine.
Never. Or homer in the World Series, or all these things. Like, I'm just saying, when you're at that level of like, when you can get that adrenaline rush at a different level, it's almost like a drug. Yeah. You'll never. I don't care what profession you're in. You'll never get that again. Never. Never.
Have you ever felt any feeling like when you hit your home run in a World Series in your life? Probably.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Close.
And I'm in love.
Coming in hot, Chichi. What's going on, brother?
Coming in hot, man. Dude, the bringer of rain. He brought rain one more time. Raining outside. Thanks to Josh for coming on with us, man. That was really freaking cool.
That was really cool. I was talking to him, texting with him yesterday a little bit, and it was cool for him to have a platform to really, like, you know, sometimes you get interviewed by people and you can't really say what you want to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was nice for him to have a platform. We appreciate him, doing it in the mayor's office, which is really cool.
Absolutely.
It did make me think, though, Chich, like seeing Jason Kelce retire yesterday, too, and how emotional he was.
Him and his brother, that was adorable, honestly.
Yeah.
Two big grown men crying is a very emotional thing.
Yeah, and you saw Donaldson, too, at the end start to get choked up on our show, too. A couple times, I think he got choked up.
Yeah, the end of the show, his rant, he spoke for 2 minutes about his friends and the teammates and everything about it. I looked at it today. I was like, wow, that's deep, man.
It was really good, man. It was really good. But dude, it made me think. It like brought me back to when I retired in after the 2008 season. I can remember, you know, being sure that I was okay. I'm kind of like Josh Donaldson. I was ready to be home. I had three young kids at the time. Was kind of done with the travel. You know, I've been doing it for 15 years now, 2.5 in the minors, 3 in the minors, 12 in the big leagues.
Yeah.
And I just remember, dude, it's a crazy thing. You know, I almost think they need a support group, and I think they do have sometimes. But like there's a book called When the Lights Go Out.
Lights Go Out. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's true, dude. Like, I remember when I decided I was done. I remember standing in my living room, bro, and looking up at the TV, and on ESPN, it came up on the ticker at the bottom. It said three-time All-Star Sean Casey retires after 12 seasons in the major leagues. And it went on by. And I remember standing, I was like 11 o'clock in the morning, dude. Day after I announced it. And I remember looking up at that, and it just went on by. And I remember thinking, that's it. That's it, dude. Like, all that hard work, all those routines, all the stuff every year, all the things you do. And then you're like, man, it's over. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I honestly think, you know, with like Josh talking about, you know, he wants to golf and he wants to, you know, do all that stuff and be with his family and stuff. Like, for all of us that are in that industry that retire eventually, you know, finding a new routine.
Replace the adrenaline.
Yeah.
For 15 years, you had an adrenaline rush that is unmatched, and you have to find something.
You'll never replace it, dude. There's nothing like it. You can't. When else are you going to bring 50,000 people to their feet? Never. When else are you going to feel the rush of like, driving in a winning walk off hit?
I can't imagine.
You know, never. Or homer in the World Series or all these things. Like, you know what I mean? So that's what I mean. Like, there's definitely something about that. Like, as far as like, sometimes you chase that adrenaline, and that's not a healthy place to be either. You know, there's a lot of different things. Yeah, so
that's true.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, you try to lean into your family, but you know, I know for me, my faith was a big part, just because, like, you know, you're trying to just have what's the purpose now? The purpose for all those years was to go entertain fans or to have an impact on people or really at another level. Well, now you can still have an impact on people, but you don't have that same audience.
No.
You don't have the same audience, dude. No. You don't have that same opportunity. So I don't know. It just made me think back. And obviously you get acclimated and it is a wonderful thing. And the fact that you don't have to perform every night in the entertainment industry and hear the naysayers all the time, you know, people right. yelling at you sometimes out of the crowd, the visiting fans. You know, that's a good thing. But I must admit, like, for Josh, congrats on an incredible, you know, incredible run, incredible through the ups and the downs. Like when he said he got sent down 5 times in the minors, didn't really start to feel his swing till like he was in the big leagues with Oakland, like late started 20s,
early 30s.
Yeah. So like he was a late bloomer, dude, and kind of figured it out and became one of the best players in baseball.
Yeah. You know, on a much lesser, lower level, but I'll never forget it. I was 13. I was thinking about this today. My brother was 19. He was a sophomore. My brother was so fast, dude. He ran a sub-3.7 to first, which is like Mickey Mantle style. Bro, he's incredible. The leadoff hitter. And his sophomore year, he slid late into second base, blew his leg out. He was done. He was done with baseball. And I'll never forget him. You know, he's got like this big brace on his knee the next day, and I'm looking at him and he's like, dude, my whole life, my identity has been, I've been a baseball player. And right. he was 19 at the time. And he's like, who am I now? Like, what am I? Like, right. I was Rob the baseball player, and now I'm just right. And to your point, like that affected me. And then when I graduated college, I'll never forget my last at bat, my whole team stood and clapped the entire at bat. And all I was trying to do was not cry because I knew I wasn't playing in the big leagues. And I was like, holy crap. Lucky for me, like getting, like, I never felt that kind of feeling again until I was actually at MLB Network. And we would do those late night, back in the day, those 4.5 hour MLB nights live where things are happening. And I could try to pull that adrenaline back. And finally I was like, oh, I kind of feel that energy that I had as a baseball player because it just stops standing right. tracks, and now you're like you're standing. Yeah. You got 15 bats in your house. You're probably walking around your house with a bat. Like
I do. Years, I actually do sometimes.
You still do now? Yeah. Anyway, so it was really cool, and I'm glad. Thanks for sharing that, man. Because I can only imagine what it's like when you're done playing pro ball. You're in your late 30s. You're in your mid to late 30s, and you're like, for 30 something years, I would go to the cage today. What am I going to do today?
Right. That's what I mean, dude. It's a whole new life. Yeah. Like. You know, you're like, oh my God, like, what? Yeah, I usually like the routine was lifting weights, go to the cages, working on your craft, looking at video. I mean, just so many, your routine's so different. And it's not like that, you know, obviously other people, when they, you know, even for you, Chinch, when you transition to a new job, it's never easy. I'm just saying when you're at that level of like, when you can get that adrenaline rush at a different level, it's almost like a drug. Yeah. You'll never, I don't care what profession you're in, you'll never get that again. Never,
have
never.
Have you ever felt any feeling like when you hit a home run in a World Series in your life? Probably
no.
Nothing.
No. No. You know, the birth of your kids is probably the closest thing. You know, obviously that's probably number one, but you're talking about in your profession? No, probably not.
Oh, it's unbelievable. All right. Well, there's a bunch of guys. It's cool. We came on. We didn't talk before the show, and then we're on the same page with what we want to talk about today, because there's a lot of dudes raking in spring training, man. First of all, we'll start with the two big guys. Like Shohei Ohtani's hitting like 750. Juan Soto has 3 home runs in 9 at bats with 7 RBIs, and they're all bombs. But there's other guys we're watching. We're like, hey, they're having a really good spring. This is good for these young guys too, and it's important, right? I mean. Oh. It doesn't quote matter. The numbers don't matter, but you want to be ripping in spring training, especially if you're like 23, 24 years old, right?
Dude, if you're a young kid at spring training, you're just looking to impress the brass. You know, the brass is the GMs, the presidents, the owners, because they're all at these games because there's nothing else to do, right? So like you just want to get out there, whether you make the team or not, you want to make an impression like, hey, listen, you now know my name. And because you know my name, you're going to pay attention to me this in the minor leagues. And if I do well, call me up because I'm leaving an impression here at big league camp. And that's what these guys are doing. There's one guy that I love, dude. And I think this kid is a stud. As a matter of fact, he was the 4th pick of the draft. If you go back to last year's draft, Paul Skeens went 1, right? It was between him and Dylan Cruz.
Right.
Everyone's like, Dylan Cruz out of LSU. And then also Skeens went one to the Pirates, Cruz two to the Nationals. The number four pick might be, I think, might be the best hitter in this draft, bro. His name is Wyatt Langford. This kid is out of Florida. This kid's an absolute stud. Scouting grades, which he has a 60 hit, which is 60 out of 80. That's elite.
Yeah.
The scales on a range to 80 is the top. He has a 70 power, right? Wow. Which is incredible. So you go back and even look at his numbers, dude. He had a monster year in the minor leagues last year. Let me see if I can get it.
Go for it.
Yeah, he had 360 last year, dude.
Wow.
360 in 44 games. 360 with 17 doubles, 10 bombs, wow. 36 walks, and 34 Ks, and 30 ribbies.
That's legit.
At 1157 OPS, dude. So he just kept getting called up last year. He played with four different teams, obviously A ball, high A, double A, triple A probably. But look out for this kid. He's raking in spring training now. He's got three bombs. Wyatt Langford. I got a feeling he's going to be breaking camp with these guys.
That's good. That's a good one. I like when you give these nuggets, man. You're becoming like a super, like, you're like a scout. Yeah. Hey, another guy who I got to give credit to. Eloy Jimenez from the White Sox, you know, he's been banged up over the years, but I remember like Jim Thome saying this guy can hit a baseball. And if Jim Thome says you can hit a baseball, you could probably hit a baseball. He's 10 for 20 this spring. 10 for 20.
Yeah. That's good. The biggest thing with Eloy is staying healthy, dude. I mean, we've known he has the talent. He's got ridiculous pop. He's a huge guy, but you know, he just can't stay on the field. That's a tough thing to do. So hopefully this is the year he stays on the field. One of the guys we talked about the other day who I want to talk about again is James Wood.
Yeah.
Who was the big prospect in the Juan Soto trade when you know, all those guys went to the Nationals for Soto. James Wood. From the Padres. Padres.
Right, Padres. Sorry.
Yep. Back from the Padres. James Wood was the guy. He's got three bombs, dude. Elite power. This guy's got big time power. 6'7", big kid. So he might go north with the Nationals too. The Nationals are in a position to let their sub stew. The Nationals are in a position to, you know, let guys develop. So it'd be crazy maybe not to let James Wood come up and like maybe develop at the big league level.
I love it, man.
One other guy too we were talking about was Colton Cowser, who's the number 19 prospect in the game. And for all the guys that are about to do their fantasy baseball drafts, this is a good thing to kind of lean into some of these guys is, we all know Jackson Holliday. We all know, some of the big young prospects that they have. But this kid right here can hit, man. Colton Cowers, he's got three bombs already. He's making an impression, too, at spring training. So, you know, it's fun, especially, like I said, the people that are – I'm getting texts all the time, you know, so fun. I don't know if people think I'm the expert, but my buddies are like, dude, my one friend's like, dude, my son's starting his fantasy baseball draft. Can you send me a couple sleepers? So I, you know, put a couple, but Wyatt Langford's one of the guys I put out there is like, this might be the guy.
Yeah. You've been locked in on you've made a couple picks for people over the last few years about who to draft in their fantasy leagues. And you actually nail it usually.
Yeah.
But you do it from like an actual baseball standpoint. You don't do it from like, and you just, you do more eye test. Sean Casey.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see the eye test sometimes.
Here's a question. Okay. I'm getting a lot of this. I see this everywhere. One of the most polarizing draft picks in fantasy baseball this year is, what's his name? Ellie De La Cruz. Because his ceiling is so high. But then the analytics guys, especially those guys that do the fantasy stuff, they lock in. They work really hard on it, and they crunch so many numbers. But the numbers guys are like, well, if you take last year, he's getting drafted too high.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting – he's a very polarizing player, and I don't understand why. He plays really hard. He's got the greatest skill set maybe in the league right now, other than like Ohtanis and Judges. What do you want from him? Like, is it – in a realistic standpoint, what are the improvements you want from him this year?
Consistency, probably. I think, you know, he started off so hot, kind of really fell off a cliff at some point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Guy's got all the talent in the world, dude. I mean, the one guy that I really believe that could rival Acuna for 40-70 is De La Cruz.
Good point.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of guys in the league that have that kind of power speed combo that he has. So, you know, I really believe when I look at De La Cruz, man, he is a legit five-tool guy, has a can of an arm, you know, is the fastest guy in the big leagues. I mean, he flies.
Yeah.
I mean, elite
Deion
speed.
Deion Sanders style speed.
Speed. Yeah, like Deion Sanders, like Usain Bolt speed, yeah. if he could hit. But, you know, I think people are excited about him because of his tools. But I look at O'Neal Cruz, too, with the Pirates. Everyone's so excited about his tools, how hard he can throw. And then, you know, he really hasn't got off the ground yet as far as, like, the biggest thing with it being in the big leagues, dude, is being consistent. And how do you be consistent? It's mental. So when you struggle, can you bring it back quicker than just letting yourself continue to struggle? You know, that's the biggest thing. So, like, when I look at young guys with great talent that are like kind of up and down, like really the lows are low and the highs are higher, you want to get to the point in your process in the big leagues where your highs are high and your lows are higher. You know what I mean? They're higher than they used to be, right? You know what I mean? That's where you want to get to. So you have to learn to ride the emotional wave in the big leagues, dude.
Yeah.
You can't let your lows be too low. And when you're high, you got to continue to lock in on what you're doing well. What am I doing well right now? I used to write down, man, I'm locked in right now. Like, what am I doing well? Because what happens is when you're locked in, you don't realize what you're doing well, and you start to hit, you think you can hit everything. You start swinging at everything. Next thing you know, you're struggling. You're like, how did I get here? Well, you forgot what you were doing well. You started to think you could hit everything. You expanded the zone, and next thing you know, you're swinging and missing at pitches, you're putting balls in play weekly. So there's an art form to the mental side of the game, dude. Like, I can't stand, you know, I can't stand when people are like, hey, the game's 90% mental. Hey, how much do you work on your mental game? Zero. Like, it makes no freaking sense, right? How often are you in the cages? All the time. I'm in the weight room all the time. Take all these grounders, but I suck in the game. Why do you suck in the game? Because mentally, you're not working on your game. You're not working on your craft. You're not reading books you need to do. You're not meditating. You're not slowing the game down. You're not breathing right. You're not living in the moment. You have no awareness of what you're doing. So, like, for me, guys with our talent, young players, at the end of the day, you can't teach experience. So you're either going to learn the hard way of getting punched in the mouth, or you're going to learn from maybe some of the veteran guys or ask the right questions of guys of how you could speed your process along.
Well put, man. That was a good one. That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
So you think Ellie is the fastest guy in baseball? Who's, you said the fastest guy you ever saw was Deion?
Deion was the fast guy. And, dude, you know who else? Jacoby Ellsbury. Jacoby Ellsbury. In 2008, I was with Jacoby Ellsbury when he first came up, and I was like, wow. Like, there's certain guys in the game that you're like, I want to see him hit a gapper because I want to see him run.
Yes,
because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Like, Jacoby Ellsbury, dude, back in when I was with him in 08, when he would hit the ball in the gap, I was like, oh man, it was like watching Big Poppy homer. You just want to see him run. It was the same thing with Deion. When I played with Deion 01, man, you just want Deion to hit a ball in the gap and just watch him run. I think I told you that one time. He hit a ball left center at spring training, bro. It's a double for anyone else. I mean, it was like he was running on a cloud. It was like, and it was on third. It was like, how is he standing on third? No play, no throw.
Not breathing heavy.
Yeah, incredible, man.
Do you see that kid, Xavier Worthy, his name is, NFL combine record, 4-2-1.
4-2-1. That's incredible.
That's like, he should be running in that's Olympic level.
Yeah.
That's
ridiculous.
What would your 40 time be right now before we go?
Right now, 5'8".
That's not too
probably,
bad.
That's not bad. I'd be in the fight. Yeah, I still run sprints on my walks in the morning, trying to keep. Hey, use it or lose it. Eric Burns, use it or lose it. You know what I mean? So I still try to. They say 95% of people after the age of 35 will never sprint again.
I don't see a point to it. I always go back. My dad, every time we drive past somebody jogging, he goes, yeah. "You ever see a jogger smiling?" I'm like, actually, you never do. You never see somebody like, oh, this is great. They're always like,
oh, this hurts.
Oh, your camera died. So I think
camera died.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, there. Oh, Oh, my. Well, I'm back.
He's back. All right. Goodbye.
All right, brother. That means it's time to roll.
Yeah, man.
All right. I just want to say thanks for everybody for listening. Thanks for listening yesterday to Josh Donaldson. That was a great episode. And, you know, and the more we get that stuff out there, the more we grow. So keep subscribing, download it to us. If you're having a good time and you're liking us, pass us on. And Chinchy, man, love you, buddy. Have a great rest of the day. I'll catch you later, man.